In the aftermath of the Orlando shooting, community institutions both felt the shock and responded to the grief. Our look at community colleges around the nation brought us to Valencia Community College, where many students and faculty were affected by the shooting. The college, outside of Orlando, lost 7 students at the Pulse Club. One of those students was 20-year-old Luis Omar Ocasio-Capo. He went by Omar. And joining me now is one of his professors, Valencia Community College faculty member Michelle Passwaters. Professor Passwaters, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much.
We think of community colleges as kind of commuter schools sometimes that don't have the on-campus bonds as live-in colleges, four-year institutions. Can you describe how that sense of community really emerged very, very strongly after the shootings last Sunday?
When I walked out of campus the day after the shooting, and I saw the number of students in line to give blood in the big red bus, I was touched. We had prayer vigils. Students were gathered at different places, and conversations were taking place in classrooms all over campus. We have not seen the kind of evil that New York or Boston has seen, and now it has a face. It's human to us. These were our friends. These were people we had conversations with in class. We were walking down the halls. We had lunch with. And so now it's a very different idea. Now it's real to them.
Can you share what the dreams and the trajectory might have been for Luis Omar Ocasio-Capo, a student that was in one of your classes, a person who really looked up to you?
Omar wanted to be an actor. He was a performer from a young age. He danced and with his family even, and he fell in love with theater. So he had a dream to become an actor and work on the stage, probably Broadway. He would have probably been in New York. He really wanted to make a difference through art. One of the things he talked about a lot was harmony and peace and developing relationships in his work. Even when he worked at Target, he had a lot of friends there, and he loved his job, and he loved his coworkers. So bringing that kind of harmony to whatever work he did was something I saw throughout his writing all of the time. But it's interesting to note that throughout his writing, he often talked about the future and that it was promised to no one, which I think sends me chills. One of the quotes he quoted in one of the papers was from Wayne Dyer. It said, "Go for it now. The future is promised to no one." And he said, "At times, it is a scary feeling to think that even if you do all that you can do, everything possible to become what you dreamed of, it can all be taken away from you in a split second."
I know this is difficult for you. What do you think he was responding to? A sense of vulnerability and menace around him, or just more of a millennial casual sense of enjoy it now?
I think there's a little bit of all of that in there, honestly. I think the world seemed really big to him. He would describe himself as a private person. He was very genuine and kind. And yet, throughout his writing, sometimes I could see that he felt that there, sometimes he didn't feel accepted. Sometimes he didn't feel that he could make the difference that he wanted to make in the world. And that was scary to him as well.
How did you learn that he was one of the people who didn't make it out of that club?
I learned that actually on the news. I was looking at the names, and I knew it was him immediately. And so I looked up his picture to make sure, because there were pictures, and that's how I found out.
And the LGBT community on the Valencia campus, is that a strong one? Is that a group that, you know, mixes with the entire Valencia community? Millennials don't have the kinds of judgments, it seems, about people who make different choices than some of us older folks. How did that play out at Valencia?
It's a pretty open community as far as we love our students, and I think they feel loved. It doesn't matter who you are. And there, it is very, in the prayer vigils, we sing Amazing Grace, and we talk about how we all are different and loved, and we are all Valencia.
Well, Professor Passwaters, thank you so much for sharing your feelings and the sense of recovery that's going on there at Valencia.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.